exemption to operate a daycare centre, sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Susan Beach Road, approximately 0.3 miles north of White Deer Road. The 911 address is 36298 Susan Beach Road, Delmar. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 11.00, Parcel 17.00. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a daycare centre for up to 12 children within an existing structure. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Geraldine Marie Piper, 36298 Susan Beach Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, very good, thanks. Go ahead and state your case. And
I'm here to ask for a special exemption. I currently have a daycare on the property for six children. We're looking to expand. We've been in daycare for 4 years. My hours are 7 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. We have plenty of parking. We haven't affected the neighborhood, as you can see. We live in the middle of nowhere. All the property on the outside is ours, inside the yellow. Mm-hmm. We can fit up to 9 cars in the driveway, plus we also have extra space. I'm only allowed to have 12 children. Let's see what else. That's just about it. I do require one other person to work with me during the day, but it's someone that currently lives in the house. So the house is not going to change. We have 1,800 square feet. Half the house is going to be used for the daycare, and the other half my husband and I live in.
Okay. Other questions from, the question before the board is, will the special use exception substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties? Now, you did say that you own everything around you.
Yes.
What about across the...
You did send a letter out to Garrett, who's our neighbor, who's like 150 feet, because our house sits like 75 feet from the property line, mm-hmm. From his property line. And he said he didn't oppose, but he didn't come. He said...
Okay.
He already knows about it. We've told him and we've discussed it.
And the existing use is not...
And we have a fenced-in backyard, so it won't affect him at all.
Okay.
As far as the kids being in his backyard and that kind of thing.
Okay. The existing use has not had an adverse...
No.
Okay. All right. Are there questions from members of the board? I think she covered all the normal questions.
Yeah.
You came before the board before, I take it.
Actually, when I first started, I think Mr. Lawrence was
Lank.
Did it. Yeah, Lank. He talked me through it on the phone, but I didn't have to go through because it was only six children.
So. Okay.
But he did advise me that I should have went bigger from the start. So I would. The fire marshal told me the same thing, but I've had to do all this all over again. So
yeah. Well, it's all right. No questions from members of the board, Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Anyone? Oh, okay. I was going to say.
He's my employee.
Okay. One in favor. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case 12,252. This will not substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent and neighboring property.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I, too, for the reasons stated. So by vote of 5-0, case is approved.